We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Monday Music Marathon. We got that going for you. Now, I'm going to need some help here from Liv and Alex in just one second, but I found this very interesting that a teacher in Massachusetts shared this and with her class, but one of the kids snapped a photo, tweeted it, and it went viral. But a Massachusetts high school teacher keeps a spreadsheet of slang words so he can figure out what his students are saying. I need that in the room because I'm like, what is that, Liv? What is that, Alex? What are you saying? And here's some words, the language, and if you don't know what it is your kids are saying, this is something you need to listen to. How about this? Beat your face or cake your face. What does that mean?
Putting makeup on.
Yes. I've never heard a girl say, I'm going to beat my face.
Yep.
See, that blows my mind. Pork chop. Have you ever heard a chick say, I'm going to beat my face?
Well, they say, I'm going to have my face beat.
It sounds like you're getting in a fight with yourself.
Okay, this one is something I knew, but it's because I heard rap songs all the time. A lot of these are from like urban culture too. A lot of these slang words, bread,
money,
yes,
yeah, get that I'm gonna bread.
Get that bread.
All right, got a couple here. Right? Let's see,
gluten free for Liv.
get hip. Do you know what get hip is?
I don't think I know this one.
Get hip,
like get cool. You know, hip and cool.
Adopt a new trend. Like yeah. I haven't heard that one, but that's what they're saying right there.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
hop
sense.
Off.
Like
oh,
back
that means
off.
Like yeah, back off.
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Wow, it's impressive that you know all these, and I'm like, what the hell are these? Okay, I'm dead. That one's pretty
that's
easy.
That's like, it's funny.
Yeah, that's amusing.
Something's
LOL.
Like really funny.
I've learned this one from Liv and Alex a lot. Jams, an old or an enjoyable song.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Okay, low key.
Low key just means like. Low key just means low key. I don't even know how you describe that. It means like
under the radar.
Not yeah. obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, I low key like love this.
I want to start this. This teacher in Massachusetts did this, but Alex and Liv, I want to do this. Pork chop. We'll just you and I will keep the spreadsheet running. I think this is so interesting. And I know you're like, oh my god, why are we doing this? Because there's kids that already know this, but I guarantee there's parents listening right now. They're like, huh? What? What is that? What about this? Well, this was easy. Nunya.
None of your business. That's old. I feel like that's from like the 90s.
They're saying some of these old ones are coming back though.
Oh,
too.
That makes sense because like 90s trends are coming back.
The teacher said their favorite thing that they never understood, snack.
Oh, hot.
That's like hot. Someone's a hot. They're a snack.
Looking like a snack.
Okay, now you're making like a snack.
So good that you want to eat them.
When did snack come back into popularity?
Like probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Year and a half.
Yeah, I'd say about a year, year and a half.
Is there any other words that I'm missing here that you think are kind of prominent, like that should be put out there? Because those, I mean, that kind of wraps it up.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, that covers a lot of them.
Yeah, that covers a lot. They're snatched. Like if you're snatched.
What does that mean, like you're in a relationship?
No, you're like, you look really good.
Yeah.
Like your weave is snatched.
Yeah.
Oh, but what if somebody snatched your weave?
It's a compliment.
That's the compliment. So
yeah.
Like if I watch the new Taylor Swift
no,
music
what if
video,
you and
I'm
I got
like,
in a
oh,
fight.
She snatched my weave.
What if you and I got in a fight and we both had a weaves on and I ripped your weave out? Didn't I snatch your weave?
No, maybe.
Well, yes, but
it's in context. You got to, based off the context, you can tell if it's like a compliment or if like you're meaning literal.
Or if you say something like sis snapped. You're saying that somebody like just went off like
rails.
in a good way. Like
sis
so same thing. Taylor Swift has a new music video. They're watching. They're like, sis snapped. Like she did something so amazing.
What about this one? Hey, go ahead, pull up. What is that?
Pull up, like come here.
Like hey, yeah, like, go ahead, Liv. You can pull up.
I don't know.
You
I
can,
feel
like, you can do it.
I don't really
do
know
something.
That one.
It's like an invitation, like to come
you
on
can
through.
Come here. That's what I just said.
Okay. Hey, just make sure I understood what you were saying. This one's pork chop gets all the time. Rashing. I never heard anybody
never
say
heard of
it,
that.
But he's saying it's a slang term that his kids use. Rashing.
Like just breaking out in hives.
Yeah, just like getting nervous and like flustered.
It's to make fun of someone.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never heard that one.
Me neither.
So like when pork chop hangs out around Alex and Liv, he gets a really bad rashing.
Yeah.
True.
That's what happened at Coachella a couple weekends ago.
With who?
I'm just kidding, because there was a herpes outbreak.
Oh, God.
Okay. Thanks, Liv, for tying that one up. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.